For today's top stories, I'm Tona Takadila. The funeral of the founding father, Dr. Sem Nioma, will take place on Saturday, the 1st of March, at the Hero Seika in Windhoek. Dr. Nioma, who played a pivotal role in Namibia's independence and nation building, will be laid to rest alongside other national heroes who have made contributions to the country's freedom and sovereignty. The ceremony is expected to be a momentous occasion honoring his legacy and his dedication to the country. Angie Scholes is stationed at the Independence Stadium this afternoon, and she's got more for Future Media News.
Former Prime Minister Nasungula, in delivering the late founding father Sam Nujoma's eulogy, praised him for uniting all Namibians, while opposition leader McHenry Vanane described him as a figure they once feared but deeply respected. The president-elect Nandi Ndaitwa, in her speech, said they face a daunting task of ensuring that the ideals of freedom, solidarity and justice are kept alive. The funeral takes place tomorrow at Heroes Acre, where members of the public can attend from 6 a.m. to pay their last respects as we lay to rest the founding father of the Namibian nation, Dr. Sam Nujoma. I'm Angie Scholes, reporting for Future Media News.
The Supreme Court has dismissed Dr. Panduleni Tula's challenge to the 2024 presidential election results, confirming Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa's victory. Chief Justice Peter Chivute upheld the fairness and legality of the election, rejecting attempts by the Independent Patriots for Change and the Landless People's Movement to overturn the outcome, announced at 10 a.m. this morning. The ruling is a major victory for the SWAPO party and concludes a high-profile legal battle. Here is Dr. Itula speaking with News on One's Eric Mahunduru following the verdict.
Absolutely delighted. We need to understand that as a democratic institution, democratic country, we believe in the rule of law. We were aggrieved by the conduct that we, in our interpretation, found not to be relevant in the conduct of elections. And the Honorable Court assessed the situation and made their judgment. In the eyes of the court, that remedy is to say that the conduct of the ECN and that of the president, in their eyes and their interpretation of the laws, were within their powers. And we, as a political party registered according to that to save the Namibian people, will continue to do that. It's an unfortunate day. It's a day that we have to think about our departed dear leader, founder of this republic. And our concentrations today as Namibians must be on that.
FNB Namibia is freezing accounts of customers who have not updated their KYC details, leaving some frustrated over blocked access to their funds. Spokesperson Kirsty Watermeyer says the bank only takes this step after trying to contact customers multiple times. To regain access, customers can update their details online through the FNB app or via mobile banking.
It's important for banking clients to be KYC compliant because FNB Namibia is obligated to conduct ongoing due diligence on our customers to ensure compliance with regulatory obligations. FNB Namibia conducts periodic refreshes of our customers' information to help keep these details up to date. And this may require customers to either reconfirm information or perhaps provide additional documentation. It's important to note that if a KYC hold is put in place, it can be lifted with immediate effect once a customer's account is compliant.
Capricorn Group reported a 28.4% increase in profit after tax, reaching 1.06 billion Namibia dollars for the 6 months ending 31 December 2024, which is up from 827.6 million Namibia dollars the previous year. And Beijing has threatened to hit back at President Donald Trump's threat to slap an extra 10% duty on Chinese imports.
The fresh tariffs are in retaliation for China's alleged role in the flow of the drug fentanyl into America and would coincide with the start of China's annual parliamentary meetings on March 4th. This is when Beijing will unveil its economic priorities for the year. China has defended its record on fighting drug trafficking, with a Commerce Ministry spokesman saying China's anti-drug policy is among the strictest in the world. A spokesman said China wanted to return to negotiations with the U.S. as soon as possible, but if the U.S. insists on having its own way, China will counter with all necessary measures to defend its legitimate rights and interests. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.